lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you've been following along as we've been studying biblical church structure, you know that I'm taking some information from a book by the same title, Biblical Church Structure. This book was written by Pastor Andy Bloom of Central Baptist Church of Ocala. In the last section that we looked at some biblical terms, and I did not get through all of that, so right now I'd like to pick up with that. And this is concerning the pastor. Biblical terms, a pastor means shepherding and is the first, most important duty of a pastor, and that is shepherding. The pastor is to feed the flock of God according to the Word of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. And then we keep reading in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Well, in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, Timothy was instructed to ordain elders in every city, who will what? Teach. Now, God wants pastors to teach their people. Pastors are also referred to as elders. And it is the same office, pastor and elder. Bishop, elder, pastor. All three are the same office in Scripture. Elder refers to the dignity of the office and the maturity in biblical knowledge of the man. And that's why the Scriptures say he is not to be a novice or a new convert. Now, later on, we're going to look at the pastor. We're going to look at some qualifications of the pastor. Well, feeding the flock is not theological brain teasers or questions with which to create strife. In other words, not to try to trick people. Avoid Bible study groups from which people go away with a combative, argumentative spirit or a holier-than-thou, can't go to church because it's too shallow to feed me attitude. In other words, sometimes people get the attitude that they know more than someone else. And sometimes people realize, well, I'm not as smart as God. I think sometimes that people think they're actually as smart as God, and they can actually give God instruction. Well, that's not the case. We need to look to God for the wisdom, and we need to get into His Word to gain knowledge, and thereby gain wisdom and receive the wisdom of God. The Bible teaches us that we're to pray for wisdom. We're to pray and seek the knowledge of God through His Word. Well, the office of bishop is the same as pastor. It means overseer. And I believe the first duty of the pastor, according to the Word of God, the first duty of the pastor or bishop is to feed the flock. His second duty is oversight. And this is where many Baptist church splits are born. The people have not been taught this until there is a problem in the church. Then the subject sounds more like a theory than a scriptural principle. In other words, the bishop is to feed the flock and then take the oversight. And I also see that the Greek word for bishop is episcopos. And it means to look over, to oversee, to superintend, to exercise oversight or care over. The word generally came from a secular life, referring to the foreman of a construction gang or supervisor of building construction. This is interesting when one considers that the church is referred to as a building in Ephesians chapter 2. You see, one man by the name of Thayer, a biblical scholar, defines the word as an overseer, a man charged with the duty of seeing things to be done by others, that these things are done rightly. Any curator, guardian, or superintendent. Dr. Andy Bloom says this. He says, sometimes we feel that the pastor is barking at us, not realizing he was sent of God. And although it is humbling, there is a reward in it for us. He's speaking of pastors. He goes on to say that God gives us a preacher whose message might upset us, but it is for our own good. Do you really believe God is in control? God can remove that preacher at any time, and we need to be aware of that. It's God who can place a pastor, and he can also remove a pastor. The pastor is the under-shepherd. The pastor is sent and operates not in his authority, but God's authority. Now, I believe we can say that as we look to our pastors, the pastor of your church, the pastor of my church, I could look at Dr. Andy Bloom, and his first name is John. I can look at him and I can say surely that what was said of John the Baptist can be said of my pastor, that there was a man sent from God whose name was John. And I believe that God sends pastors, and he sent my pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom of Central Baptist Church. God has sent him to oversee this local congregation, to teach, to exhort, rebuke, to teach us, to lift us up, and help us to understand our responsibilities as the children of God. Well, as we continue on, I can say many good things about other pastors, my pastor and other pastors, and I pray that you can do the same with your pastor. But as we continue on, I'd like to look at some things about a pastor, the qualities, qualifications, and prerequisites to be a pastor. I'd like for you to notice that the office of pastor in the local church, notice I said the local church, not television pastor nor radio pastor, but local church pastor. Might I say there is no such person in God's blueprint, and that's the Bible, for a person to claim he or she is a TV or radio pastor. Let me qualify that. I believe that that a pastor of a local church can minister to people of his flock who can't come to a church, to the church for church service. In other words, there may be people who are members of the flock that this pastor is an overseer of. There may be members who are ill. There may be people who are shut-ins, who are members of a local church. And if that pastor of that local church, who is their pastor, speaks on the radio or TV or what have you, then that pastor can say that he is actually their pastor, that they have been partakers. They are members of that local church, so he is actually a pastor. But for someone just to get up on television or the radio and say, I'm a radio or I'm your pastor, that does not qualify that person to be a pastor. A pastor is one who is overseer of a local congregation, people of the flesh. And we need to understand that, once again, that's God's blueprint for a church today. Now, there are pastors of local churches who are on television and on radio, but they are not pastors of the TV or radio. Remember, God has placed pastors in local churches, not local television or radio stations. Acts 20 and 28 says, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. God has ordained that there should be local churches, and that the people who are saved should belong to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, local church, preaching the Word of God as it is to men as they are. In other words, you don't cut corners with God's Word. You present it just as God has presented it to you in his Word. Well, note the word overseers in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28 that I just read. How can a person be a pastor to people he can't see? No, there is no such person as a TV or radio pastor. Remember, there are three titles given to the local church office of pastor, and this is important for us to understand. First, I see the first name given, of course, is pastor. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11 says, and he gave some pastors and some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And another name that I see is given to a pastor is elder. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, it says, "The elders which are among you, I exhort." Now, he's not talking about elders, more than one elder within a church. Now, there can be older folks in the church that they've been saved for a while, or maybe they've grown in the scriptures. They're elder in the sense that they have grown, that they know the scriptures, that maybe they've been saved for quite a while, and they've studied for quite a while. They can be an elder, but not as a pastor. An elder, there's only one elder within that local church that the Bible is separating here, and that is the pastor. Once again, elder is another word for pastor. And 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, it says, "The elders which are among you," and he's speaking of elders, that's plural, within plural churches with more than one church. He's saying that the churches that are there who have an elder, "The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." So we see the title pastor and also elder. And then the word bishop. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. "This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work." That word bishop means pastor. It's interchangeable. Now, we could also place the word overseer as an interchangeable word for pastor, as we saw in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, where the word overseer is mentioned there. Well, it still never ceases to amaze me how we human beings want to place an importance on one thing when there are many important things. We certainly, as human beings, we want to pick out certain things. We say, well, this is more important than that thing. And someone else may say, well, I believe this other thing is more important. Well, we get tied up in those things. Well, when studying the qualifications of what qualities a person should have to be a pastor, we often have the tendency to major on the ones that seem to us as the more important qualifications. According to God's blueprint, the Bible, there is more than one qualification a person must meet in order to be qualified to be a pastor of a local church. And we need to understand that we do not place more importance on one than another. I would like for us to look at some of the qualifications that, according to God's word, qualifies a person to be a pastor of a local church. And we'll not get through all of these. We'll continue this later. The first word I see is the pastor is to be blameless. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2, it says, "A bishop," once again, that is a word that is interchangeable and that means pastor, "a bishop then must be blameless." Titus chapter 1 and verse 6, "If any be blameless," and Titus chapter 1 verse 7 says, "For a bishop must be blameless." So we see that in different verses that the pastor must be blameless. We see that man, he's got to be someone who's extra special. Well, he is. He's called of God. But notice what blameless means here. It means moral integrity of a certainty. Integrity. Possession of firm godly principles. He should be a man free of immorality, nor of holding false doctrine. And his conduct should be irreprehensible or irreproachable. Now, God has given us pastors to help us, to lead us and guide us. And if you do not belong to a good Bible-believing local church, you need to get in one if you're saved, and you need to listen to the Lord, listen to the pastor as he reads and studies the Word of God, giving God's Word to you. Pray for your pastor.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.